John had about 14 children. He said he really had a
flock of children.
Would you ever use the word passel?
No, I've heard that word used too, but not around here.
How does that sound to you?
Backwoods? It's all right. That those people, that's passel means part, small part, or part. Actually, that's what mm-hmm. it really means. And a passel don't sound like a kid.
What does passel sound like?
Well, it doesn't. He just got a whole bunch of. He's got, in other words, it sounds all right. That's just the expression they have in different locations, mm-hmm. locale.
The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Roasting ear.
Any other name for that?
Not that I know of.
Do you ever hear it called mutton corn?
No. No, definitely not.
What do you call the outside of the ears of corn?
Shucks.
Huh?
Shucks.
And the stringy stuff?
Silk.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tossin.
And a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable.
Well, squash. About the one I can think of.
What do you call the white, black kind of squash?
Well, them Italian squash is a mm-hmm. black, kind of dark, real dark, dark green, and a black.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one I know that's black is an eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
It's black.
What's the white one? It's kind of flat.
Well, there are many different types of squash. I can't mm-hmm. tell you, but they would all be squash.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get into a pumpkin or cushaw. A cushaw is a striped
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. It's got a big neck on it. And they are very good to make preserves out of them. You make pies out of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're real good.
What kinds of melons are there?
Watermelons. Mushmelons. Mushmelons are kind of like cantaloupe.
What's the difference?
Well, mushmelon grows much bigger and it has, it's much weaker taste than
mm-hmm.
cantaloupe. The best cantaloupes you can get is a small cantaloupe. They call it Pecos.
The Pecos?
Uh-huh.
What's?
It's a small cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real good. Rocky Ford is the best, what they call Rocky Ford. Not the Pecos, I mean Rocky Ford is the one. They're small, they're all small, but they have a one delicious and wonderful flavor to them. They're sweet. They're almost as sweet as, well, they have the same sweet as a watermelon, but they're almost sweet. Then you have the yellow meated watermelon, you have the red meated watermelon, you have a striped watermelon, you have a dark green watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the semi-round watermelon, and you have the oblong watermelon.
Mm-hmm. That rocky?
No, and watermelons.
Huh?
And watermelons. Mm-hmm. Your cantaloupes come, they're round. They're small around mm-hmm. all of them. And now the mushmelon is not a mushmelon. It's kind of like a watermelon oblong.
Mm-hmm.
But it has it's much weaker flavor than a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
Mushmelons, and they're all together. They're different. Their meat looks mm-hmm. similar. It looks like cantaloupe,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. It don't have the flavor of the cantaloupe has.
Something that little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields.
Mushrooms.
Huh?
Mushrooms.
Is there another name for them, or something similar to them?
Nope, I don't know any other name for them. I didn't know they was edible until about 10 years ago. Now.